The title of this post is Across the Hall. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Sarah turned the TV off and sighed, reaching over the side of the bed. Her hand brushed carpet until it found her cell phone. Pulling it up to her face, she hit a random button and the dark screen came to life. 2:23 a.m. Unbelievable, she muttered to herself. Not only had she been stood up by Eric the asshole, but now she couldn't sleep. If it hadn't been for the fact that Blake had their kids this weekend, she would have just gone home. Her lying douchebag of an ex-boyfriend had taken her house and had forced her into living with her parents, which left going back home out of the picture. Sarah hadn't expected to be asking her new best friend to crash at her place tonight. She was supposed to have been on a date with Eric. Their third date. She looked up at the popcorn ceiling and clenched her teeth. It had been far too long since she had gotten any. The last time had been 9 months before her youngest son was born. She loved both of her children dearly, but her youngest son was 5 now and mommy needed something. SHHHH, not so loud. A hushed voice, broken by giggles, came from behind Sarah's door. She blinked away all thoughts of Eric and found herself sitting up out of reflex. Straining her ears, she heard footsteps coming from the hallway. Don't shush me, woman. This time, Sarah caught the distinctive male voice of John. Katie, her best friend, had recently gotten hitched by John. In fact, they'd just gotten back from their honeymoon. Just another reason why she felt like crap for imposing on them. John, what are you? Here. Katie gasped. Sarah could hear the smile in her voice. Hem, came the response. Sarah heard the bathroom door just across the hall creak open. What if she's awake? She froze, realizing her body had already moved toward the half-open door. Let her watch, John breathed. As Sarah reached the dark threshold, she tried to justify her intrusion with curious ignorance, but even that sounded like denial. The moonlight from the bathroom's skylight illuminated two bodies. Katie, wearing only a tight t-shirt and a thong, was lifted up onto the bathroom's countertop by her husband. Hard nipples attempted to break free from the shirt until John peeled it away. For the first time, Sarah got a glimpse of her best friend topless. She'd never fantasized about another woman before, but the sight made Sarah's mouth dry. What is going on with me? Just as she turned her head back toward her room, John's voice answered like the little devil on her shoulder. Let her watch. Sarah turned her focus on John and discovered the skinny man was actually just really lean. His normal slacks and a button-up shirt had been replaced by pajama pants. That is, pajama pants sporting a sizable tent. And while the moonlight didn't reveal everything, Sarah could tell his bare chest was downright lickable. And then something unexpected happened. She was wet. Oh God, Katie said, giving voice to Sarah's thoughts. While she couldn't see what John was doing to her, there was enough light for Sarah's imagination. He'd pushed her thong to the side and was fingering her. Slowly, as if afraid to wake up, Sarah moved her hands to her shorts. When her fingers found the elastic band, they started trembling. But it wasn't enough to stop her. As she slowly dropped her shorts, she smelled her own arousal. Soft carpet kissed her knees as she rested her head against the door frame and slid an index finger along her wet slit. John's mouth had found Katie's and she started to moan. His lips made their way down her neck to her erect nipples and Sarah saw his tongue flick out like a snake. Oh, my God. Katie whispered a little louder. He switched to sucking and she immediately let out with another moan. Meanwhile, Sarah started tweaking her right nipple as she continued her slow rub. I can't believe how wet I am, Sarah thought. Damn it, John, put it in me. Katie's hand had disappeared into John's pants and he grunted, pushing away from her. He pulled his pajama bottoms down and exposed one of the largest cocks Sarah had ever seen. No wonder she loves him, Sarah thought, getting more hot and bothered. Katie tried to pull her own thong off, but John swatted her hand away. She made an annoyed sound, but her hand stayed still as he took a knee and slid her thong off. Sarah's hand had progressively increased its rubbing, occasionally bumping into her now engorged clit. Seeing Katie's glistening love hole gave her another unexpected but naughty feeling, and she had to stifle a moan. Aside from her own, she'd never seen another woman's aroused pussy. She hadn't even experimented in college like some of her girlfriends. John didn't get up though and started kissing her inner thighs. Baby. Katie giggled, shying away from his lips. You know that beard of yours tickles. John took a long whiff from his wife's wet hole, and when he stood up, Katie immediately grabbed his meat. Sarah stifled another moan when an unexpected thought crossed her mind. She'd imagined their roles being reversed, that she was the one grabbing his cock and Katie was watching her. Katie guided him forward until his head slowly penetrated her wet pussy. Sarah slid her index finger in at the same time. "Baby, you're big," Katie complained, and then bit her lower lip like a porn star. Sarah watched John's ass move back and forward. Slowly, her finger mimicked his motions and she added her middle finger. Leaning back, she made herself a bit more comfortable. The smell of pussy filled her nose. Katie grunted like a bitch in heat as her husband slowly pushed further into her, filling her up inch by inch. "Not so deep, baby," Katie gasped as he grabbed her hips. He pushed Katie into the mirror behind her and tilted her hips up as he slowly fucked her. It was a steady rhythm, one which Sarah easily kept up. From the look on Katie's face, he was doing a fantastic job. "Rye, right there," Katie whimpered, her eyes closed. Now her heels were digging into his lower back. She was fucking him back, deeper. She panted, deeper. Sarah was soaking wet. She couldn't believe what she was doing, but at the same time wanted to be the one getting fucked by John. John, sensing some timer going off, grabbed her ass and impaled her. Katie gasped as she rocked her hips against him, fucking his cock for him. And then her primal grunts were elongated by what Sarah could clearly see as an orgasm. Having never experienced one during intercourse, Sarah paused her finger fucking and watched on in amazement. As soon as his wife stopped bucking against him, John resumed his thrusting and she had to bite down onto his shoulder as another orgasm followed the first. She was trying to stifle a scream. Her heels slowly loosened against his hips and then it was John having his way with his wife. His knees started to bang into the cabinets and his ragged breaths easily reaching Sarah's ears. He was close. "Baby, come," Katie whimpered. "Let me come in your mouth," he grunted. Does he want to fill her mouth or does he want her to taste her pussy? Sarah wondered. Regardless of the intention behind the request, Sarah wanted to tell him yes. "No," Katie whispered. "You know I don't like that." She grabbed his hand though and started sucking on his fingers. John moaned in delight. It was clearly one of his favorites. Having gotten over her orgasms, Katie started fucking him back with a vengeance. Sarah moaned at the exquisite scene and closed her eyes, adding her ring finger into her almost animalistic masturbation session. She started flicking her clit with her thumb and imagined John's pelvis was doing the flicking as he fucked her. She wanted to come with him. Ugh. The sound opened Sarah's eyes and she found that Katie had pushed him away from her. For a split gut-wrenching second, she thought she'd been found. While the newlyweds were busy fucking, her door had slowly opened a bit further and she was spread-eagle to them. The sinking feeling instantly disappeared, however, when John was pushed back against the wall behind him and Katie went to her knees. She grabbed his wet hard cock and opened her mouth. He moaned loudly as his wife's lips slid down his dick until she was deep-throating him. Sarah couldn't believe the woman didn't gag, and then her head began to bob. "Jesus, woman, what's gotten into?" John's words quickly died in his mouth as it was overtaken by another loud moan. He grabbed her head and Katie's hands loosened against his thighs as he took over and started fucking her mouth. Sarah, wet and horny, watched her naked best friend get mouth-fucked by her husband's giant cock. She'd never, in her life, had fantasized about voyeurism, but she knew after tonight she would. John's knees buckled and Katie willingly followed him down to the floor. He was coming in her mouth. Sarah felt her own orgasm nearing. John, panting, leaned his head back against the wall as his wife continued to suck him off, milking every ounce of him. His hand finally came up and he pushed her gently away. "So close," Sarah muttered to herself. Just when Sarah's was on the brink of ecstasy, her brain kicked in. The only sound in the house was the lover's loud breathing and her wet pussy squishing. In a state halfway between fuck me now and what have I done, it was a wonder the latter part of her mind won. Begrudgingly, she stopped her soaked hands ministrations. Even after all that, she still hadn't came. The sexual frustration was almost unbearable. Gasping, John whispered, "You are by far the best wife a man could ever ask for." Lifting himself up, he offered his hand to her but she just smiled and shook her head. His eyes alighted in understanding, and he picked up their clothes. "I'll be in bed and probably asleep before you have time to flush. Love you, honey." Katie smiled at her husband, and Sarah could see she really did love him with all her heart. Both Katie and Sarah watched John's sweat-covered backside disappear into their bedroom before the door closed. Sarah, still frozen in her doorway, debated on what to do next but it was quickly decided for her. Katie looked right at her.
Thank you for enjoying our podcast. If you feel like you want more of it, make sure to subscribe and be delighted with 5 or more episodes daily. Enjoy, and I'll see you.